If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hi, this is Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa.
Hey, and we have another hour with Steve and Lisa.
Okay, great. Lucky them. Today, we're going to be talking about something that might be on everyone's mind right now, and that is, where am I going to go this year on vacation? And a lot of people do their travel planning in January, into February. The holidays are behind us, the stress of the year done, brand new start, and now it's like, okay, I need a break. Where are we going to go?
Well, and it's for most people in the U.S., it's a little chilly too. So you start getting that itch to go somewhere tropical, plan that warm spring or summer vacation.
Yeah, look for some blue skies instead of gray.
Yeah, so maybe a trip in the Caribbean or a nice cruise. Yeah, so this is the time of year that we're booking a lot of vacations. Usually January, February, March is when everybody's got the vacation bug. They've wrapped up their Christmas and they're starting to figure out what they want to do for the year.
All right. So more specifically, what we're going to be talking about is how to budget for a trip and for your travel, how to save for your travel to make it as painless as possible, because let's face it, vacations are not an inexpensive item. And also how to save on your vacation and your traveling costs. So we're going to talk about budgets, saving for, and saving on travel. So what do you have for us?
I've got a basic one. So I guess the first obvious one is figuring out what your vacation goal is and what you want to do, and then creating a savings fund for that. And there's a bunch of different ways to do a different savings fund. I mean, there's some old tried and true tricks. I mean, where we've done everything from saving when we go shopping. Sometimes we'll just take the spare change and put it away, and that goes into like a little jar or savings
jar.
Yeah, savings account. So every, you know, if you spend $20, every single that you get back and every on all the change you get back, just put that away.
Yeah,
you
know, I think
by the end of the year.
I think in years past you were able to just save your loose change.
Yes.
But I think now we kind of have to do the loose change and the singles. You can keep the fives, tens, twenties. But yes, the change and the singles. Kind of along those lines, I was thinking that if you're a fancy coffee person and you're spending $4 a day every day on your way to work, and that's 5 days a week, 52 weeks in the year, if you gave up that coffee, you're going to have over $1,000 saved, and you can use that for your vacation. Now, if that sounds a little hard for you, you can also do an every other, you know, like take a coffee, skip a coffee. Hopefully you can make it. But, you know, you're still going to have $500 in your pocket that you didn't realize.
So yeah, it's about making those small decisions and choices. And I think, and also knowing, I guess, up front, what the total vacation cost is going to be. So where you want to go, what the total vacation cost is going to be. So you have that goal in mind, and then you're, you know, every day you're reaching towards that goal. So if you work with a travel agent, they can put together your budget, you know, where you want to go, and get you some, you know, inline pricing on what that's going to be. And they can also usually save you some money, because if you book a vacation package, you know, it kind of rolls everything together. And sometimes that saves you
group discount.
Yeah, that saves you some
package discount.
Mm-hmm. So you might get free transfers with your package or different things like that. Or if you take a cruise, sometimes there's little amenities that might be tossed in there if you book it with a travel agent. And we can do that. Of course, we can do that here over. Just go to GriswoldRadio.com and we can set you up and get you a budget, and then give you some ideas also to help start saving for that vacation.
I think there are a lot of things that people don't realize are going to be vacation costs. And so when you work with one of us, we're going to make sure you understand that, yes, you're going on a cruise. Yes, all the food's included. You're going to have beverages with your drink, but they're going to be soft drinks or soft beverages. You're going to have coffee or tea available. Some cruise lines will offer soda in with your dinner. But during the day, if you're at the pool and you want a soda, you're going to have to pay for that. If you want an alcoholic beverage, you're going to be paying out of pocket for that. If you want to play bingo, you're paying for that, and it's not cheap.
Yeah.
They get you on bingo.
Things like gratuities for the cruise line staff. People sometimes don't remember those.
Yeah.
Parking at the port.
I think typical gratuities on a cruise are typically $14 a day per person. So they add up. And these are expenses that you might not be thinking about. So make sure you budget for those as well. You can't, pay off your cruise. Woohoo, we're done. You get on the cruise and then they're like, we need another. I mean, they don't demand it, but they do. It's customary to tip your room steward, your main waiter, your assistant waiter, and the maitre d'. And there could also be another position that you tip if you go to the spa. That's not included. That's an additional cost. They do have classes on board the ship, and those are going to be additional. You can get like a whiskey class or bourbon tasting.
Yeah, there's like a wine tasting. There's all kinds of little. There's always extra things.
There's always. Well, and there's excursions.
Yeah, casinos, shore excursions.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So there are lots of extras. And so make sure you find out what your total package is going to be.
Yep. Yeah, and some of those, if you're maybe like on a higher end, like a Disney cruise, sodas and those types of things are included in your Disney Cruise Line. So we can help you figure out, you know, why is this one so much more? Well, they're already including a lot of these extras into the cost. And we can also prepay gratuities if you want to try to keep to a budget. We can go ahead and throw that in there, too, so they're covered.
Another consideration is childcare, whether it's children's activities on a ship or whether you have a young one who needs childcare in a nursery. So either, you know, infant. They also have fees associated with those services. I'm trying to think, what else have we paid extra for? A cabana, if you want a cabana rental when they go to a private island or if you go to a beach. Those are additional charges.
So just make sure you're taking the whole picture into consideration when you're
shopping.
Yeah, when you're booking.
You can't forget the shopping because you're going to go into St. Thomas or St. John and you're going to find the jewelry stores and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I have to have this. And you do. You have to have it. And they have really nice pricing, very attractive pricing when you go on these cruises and you go to these Caribbean islands. And you have to budget for that. And, speaking of shopping when you're at some of these locations, haggle. The price that you see is not necessarily the price you're going to pay, whether you're in Mexico or the Caribbean. They expect you to not pay sticker price. So make an offer. Don't insult anyone. But keep in mind that sometimes our U.S. dollar goes a lot further in other places. So it may say $50, but they're really, really thrilled to get $30.
Well, then that's also a good point of going and traveling to places where you're getting more bang for your buck because of the exchange rate. So take a look at Europe and see what the exchange rate is over there. Mexico. There's a lot of different places where definitely the U.S. dollar goes farther in that. that helps you just right off the bat to save and get more for your vacation dollars?
Well, we're talking about, you know, figuring out a true budget. And something else that you need to consider is when, yeah, you have your vacation costs, but what other costs are you going to have to incur when you go out of town? And some of those might be either a kennel or a pet sitter if you have pets. And that can add up. That can be $50 a day. That adds up. You might have a house sitter or someone to come cut your lawn or take in the paper, bring in the mail. All these little home maintenance type things. And then another big one that a lot of people don't consider is parking at the airport.
Yeah.
I think economy for us in Atlanta is $14 a day.
It adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah, or parking at a cruise port.
Yeah. Terminal parking is not cheap either.
Yeah. So there's also another saving tip for if you're going to do a cruise is we know a bunch of the hotels that are by the ports, and some of them, if you stay, because it's a good idea to stay a pre-night before going on a cruise just to make sure your flight, you know, in case your flight's delayed, you want to be able to get there and the ship doesn't leave without you. So a lot of these,
it will.
Yeah, so a lot of the hotels we work with will have a package where you can stay the night and leave your car at the hotel, and they're maybe a mile or 2 miles away from the terminal, and then they have a shuttle that'll take you there, and then after you're done, the shuttle will take you back, and that saves you parking at the port.
Yeah, so there's some good advice there. I was talking about parking at the airport, and something that you can do to save some money there is, depending on how long you're going, have someone drive you to the airport. So we're going to have some more tips for you in just a moment, so stick around. We'll be back in just a few.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
We were talking about some travel tips, and we're getting kind of excited. We're all over the place, but we're talking about how to save for a trip, how to budget for a trip, what to expect in your costs. And what are some, we talked about the spare change in the cookie jar. So what are some other ways to save for a vacation?
Yeah. So we were covering some of the basics, like Lisa said, doing the spare change, you know. I think when we were kids, my parents, and I think your parents too, were always putting money into a coffee can.
Yep.
or a jar to save for your family vacation. And there's more ways to do that now. I think one of the ways that people don't look at that often is maybe booking an all-inclusive trip, because you have the total price. I mean, basically, you have your flights, and then once you're there, like if we did a sandals or a beaches, one of those all-inclusive vacations. I mean, once you land, they have a shuttle, they take you to the resort, and you put your wallet and purse away, and
they have in-room safe.
Yeah, and you never pay for a drink. They have activities like snorkeling or scuba diving, your drinks, your meals. I mean, you can do maybe an island routes extra excursion, like if you want to
horseback riding at
yeah,
the beach,
it's
or
something that's maybe
Duns
not,
River Falls.
Yeah, if there's something in the area that you want to see, like a local tourist attraction, and you can budget for those. But everything else is already included in the package, and then you know they transfer you back to the airport, and you're coming home. So you know the extent of your bill. And Lisa and I were talking, I guess, before you can do things like extras, like a spa visit or thing like that. But if you want to stick on a strict budget, an all inclusive, I think, has everything that you already want, and you know what the total vacation package is going to be. And if you want to splurge for a spa
treatment, plan for it.
Yeah, you can plan for it and do that, or you can kind of skip some of those if you're on a strict budget.
Well, my thoughts on that, whether you're going on a cruise ship or all-inclusive resort or going to Orlando, when you get a spa service, a massage or a facial, or your hair done for that matter, get your nails done, you're going to pay some premium spa pricing versus what you would pay at home locally. So there's a lot of things that you could maybe skip while on vacation, like that massage, because the price is going to be inflated. It's always nice. You know, I love getting a spa treatment when we're at Sandals. They have excellent services, but, you know, it's a little bit more than I would pay locally, a lot more than I would pay locally, and especially getting your nails done and such. When you get that kind of service on a cruise ship, you do pay more. So get your toes done before you go. You know, it's fun because you get excited. You're getting your toes done, getting ready for the cruise. Hopefully you don't need to get them done on the cruise because it'll cost you.
Steve was saying that with the all-inclusives, you don't have any additional costs if you really don't want to. You don't have to go on excursions. You don't have to go to the spa. And gratuities are included for the wait staff and for your room attendant. But one thing to consider is that the transfers, yes, they are included, but they are outsourced from the resort. And so a gratuity is customary in this case. And, you know, some of these rides can be 90 minutes. So be considerate. And again, your dollar goes so much further for some of these destinations. So, you know, the $10, $20 that you might tip might not mean a whole lot to you or feel like a whole lot, but to them, that's huge. So definitely be sure to tip your driver. And if you're going kind of on the luxury end, it's not really in with the budgeting theory, but if you have a butler at any of these resorts, butlers do accept tips and gratuities. So don't forget to tip them if they give you exemplary service.
Okay. Yeah, we talked a little bit on the first segment about working with a travel agent, and we can do that here for you if you just go to GriswoldRadio.com. We own Pixie Vacations. So we can go ahead and give you some pricing on vacation packages. And another thing is a lot of the agents that work with us, you know, we've been to a lot of different destinations. So if one destination, if Bora Bora, you know, staying over the water in a overwater bungalow sounds exciting, but you realize it's not within your vacation budget for 2018, there's other options and other places that have other overwater bungalows. So there's always some other ideas that we can work with you on get you that experience at the price point that you're looking for.
If your dream location or dream idea of a vacation really isn't within budget, there's maybe an alternative that could be a little more budget friendly, or, you know, you can shorten the stay. So there are things to maybe make it work. So another thing I was thinking about is when choosing your hotel. And especially if you're doing family travel, you've got two or three kids, it's very economical to find a hotel that offers breakfast included. You know, you're cutting that cost out right away. Maybe then go out for lunch and do that and have a heavy lunch and then a lighter dinner, because dinner is going to be your more expensive meal of the day. So consider that. Find a hotel that offers breakfast. Some of them even have evening, afternoon snacks.
That's another thing. If you don't do an all-inclusive or a cruise where a lot of that is included, your meals, you know, sometimes we'll book a concierge room for a guest. And that includes, a nice lounge where they might have a full breakfast and then cordials and hors d'oeuvres and things like that throughout the day and drinks. For kind of a nightcap, and that helps kind of cut down the cost. If you're kind of snacking throughout the day, you have breakfast covered. And that also gets into another good point. When we go, when we travel, if we're looking to save a little money on the vacation and we want to do some special things out, you know, usually we'll have lunch at a new restaurant at something famous or something that we've read about, something that has a good rating, Zagat rating. And if you do lunch there, usually the portions are a little bit smaller, but you're getting the same experience at a much lesser cost and price.
I had a thought and it escaped me. Darn it. But something else you can look for is research the destination that you're going to be visiting, whether it's, a city on a Caribbean island. Find out, they have lots of festivals. Find out what's going on locally. And when you mix in with the locals, you learn more about their culture. And it just kind of makes you feel like you're truly experiencing the location. So, and these are free. Go to a parade. Find out about a festival. They have festivals all the time in different locations. So you could have good timing. We talked about the fact that the holidays are now behind us and people are excited about booking their travel. Another thing that kind of brings new life to planning a vacation is right after Christmas, people start thinking, wait a minute, I have to do my taxes. Ooh, taxes, tax return. I'm going to get money back. and they get all excited because then they get to travel. So that's another good reason that people like to plan travel at this time of the year.
What if bravery loves company? Stop wondering and start wandering now. Get 30% off every guest and up to $200 to spend at sea on Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral. Adventures start from $5.99. Fill your next vacation with new discoveries and no limits. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. This offer ends soon.
Contact Pixie Vacations to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation today. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
And we're back. And we're talking about ways to save for a vacation. And there's another angle to that, and that's maybe finding more money to put toward a vacation. How could we do that?
You can unclutter. We could start doing this right now.
Yes.
As soon as spring comes around, it's a great time to go through the garage, go through the attic.
Time for a garage sale.
And there's a lot of virtual ways now to do the garage sale. I mean, there's kind of the original old school things like Craigslist and eBay. And then there's a ton of apps. If you just go to the App Store or the Google Android Store, you can install tons of apps on your phone that allow you basically to just take a photo, type in what the item is and how to contact you. And then meet up with the person at one of these kind of safe zone areas, usually at a local gas station or local retail outlet, and go ahead and meet them and get cash for your items.
I was getting corny. I was gonna say, you know, get your kids involved and have them go through their things, go through their toys, figure out what they no longer really use, and it kind of gives them a feeling of contributing and sacrifice for the whole family. And I was getting corny. I'm thinking lemonade stand, but you never know. If you live on a good street with a lot of traffic, there's a lot of money to be made in lemonade. I'm telling you, find a good construction site and set up booth.
Yeah. And then one of the other things that we do sometimes, we see a lot of clients doing this, is they love to shop at Target. And they get these Target gift cards. So they'll go ahead and buy like Disney cards, Southwest, and they get what, 5%?
It's a 5% discount on whatever you buy. So if you're buying $1,000, how much have you saved?
5%.
You're funny. Okay, so you save $50 right there when you buy $1,000 worth of gift cards. So you're definitely going to spend that at Disney. And you will likely spend that on your flights. Some carry Universal gift cards. Some carry Carnival or other cruise line gift cards. And so check it out and see what they have. And you might, you know, 5% is 5%.
Yeah. And then I know with Disney, they have a URL, a website where you can kind of combine all of those gift cards into one large amount. And then apply it to your vacation there. And then you can also do, like for us locally, you could do, you know, Kroger. You're not getting the 5%, but you're getting gas points. So if you're doing a road trip, that might save you, you know, I don't know, 10, 20, up to a dollar a gallon on gas. Plus you have the gift cards. And then one of my favorite things, this is not Lisa's favorite thing.
Oh boy.
My favorite thing is to get some of these travel credit cards and sign up. Yeah, she hates those.
He does that. All of a sudden, I get a bill in the mail. I'm like, what's this for? Oh, but, you know, I got 50,000 miles. And yeah, he's that guy.
So you can save a ton of money, but you have to be responsible and pay it off. If you can't pay the credit card off every month, then I wouldn't do it. But if you're going to pay it off every month, you can do. Yeah, so there's a lot of airline cards that'll give you maybe a 50,000 miles for just signing up after you spend a certain amount. And, you know, that can get you, you know, two plane tickets or at least one plane ticket somewhere.
Depending on where you're going and what airline.
Yeah. And then they might waive your baggage fees. So that'll maybe save you $50 a bag, and everybody in your party gets a bag. I know our Delta card does that. And then some of the other cards give you travel points that you can use on any airline or for any travel. And, you know, you can get signing up bonuses of anywhere from, I don't know, $200 to, I think we've gotten up to $1,600.
Yeah, we got a $1,600 travel credit.
And travel credits just by signing up for one of those cards and doing the minimum spend.
Well, but that card also had a fee, be fair.
Yes, and they have fees, so you got to be careful on that.
You have to do the math, figure out if it's going to work for you. But there are some cards, if you're really a traveler, you know, this particular card that we ended up with, it was the Chase Reserve card.
Yeah, the Chase Reserve was one of the best ones.
It's an expensive card, but we're obviously in travel. They charge how much?
I think it's $400 a year for the card.
And then you get a $300
travel credit every year, and it automatically comes off your bill. So if you book a flight or Uber or anything travel related, they automatically deduct that off your bill
up to $300 a year.
Up to $300 a year. They'll cover your global entry.
Yeah, if you're a major traveler and you get global entry, which expedites your immigration and your customs process when coming into the U.S. and also going into certain countries, not all of them, but certain countries, it expedites the process hugely. And it's also domestically or internationally, it includes PSA pre-check.
Yes, yeah, the TSA pre-check is included. So it gets you through the security line faster when you're traveling. And like Lisa was saying, the global entry is a real time saver, especially if you're getting off one of these giant cruise ships.
Yeah.
And you come into one of those
ports. They work on cruise lines.
Yeah. And you have for the global entry card that they give you, you can avoid this huge cruise line and nobody is ever in the global entry.
No, it literally is a handful of people that are in the global entry line and everyone else is literally waiting 90 to 120 minutes.
Yeah. And some of the big ships, when you have to go through the re-entering,
yeah,
It can be a process.
It definitely can, especially with kids in tow and tired and cranky and, oh, you're nervous because your flight's in 90 minutes and how are you going to make this work?
Yeah.
But don't do that. Give yourself plenty of time.
And some of the cards come with lounge access. So if you're traveling, going to one of the airports, that can save you kind of some time and money on your vacation as well. We've been to some very nice lounges that normally we wouldn't pay to get into, but it came with the priority pass came with the credit card, and that gives you some snacks, some Wi-Fi, and
well, honestly, it gives you a shower too, which we used once. That was crazy. We had some delays, cancellations, and we did end up showering in the airport once.
Yeah. And if you're doing international travel, it comes in really handy because you're traveling a lot. You're tired. You're tired of just kind of sitting in the main area with nothing around. And some of these lounges are pretty nice. I mean, some of the lounges that were free, was it the one in Bahamas? I think the one in the Bahamas came with a food credit.
Oh, yeah. That one came with a food credit. That was the Bahamas. That was Nassau. And we were allowed to bring in some guests as well. And there were four of us. We each got a $20 food credit. So we had $80 to spend on food, which pretty much got you like a chicken Caesar salad and a Coke, or it got you
some truffle fries.
Yeah, with the Parmesan.
With Parmesan. So it's nice. And then also it gives you, if you go to Jamaica, the last place I think we were, the lounge over
the Club Mobe.
Club Mobe is on the priority pass. And that is a phenomenal lounge. You know, so drinks and cappuccinos and amazing service and
yeah, your drinks are included. Your alcoholic drinks, they serve them. You can get your pina coladas. You can get your beer, you know, for that 7 a.m. flight, I guess.
Yeah. So if you're on one of the credit cards or signed up with one of these lounge services that's affordable, that can save you some time and money.
But you have to be a travel person and really use the travel to get the benefits of using the lounge and to get that $300 credit. It's good. What else?
We talked a little bit. I wanted to get back to this a little bit. So we talked a little bit about, you know, spring cleaning. I mean, even just doing a garage sale saves you some money. It gets rid of the stuff.
Well, it's twofold because you are getting rid of stuff and purging. But we've had garage sales that kind of bank us $800, $900. Feels good.
And we also, the holiday gift account. So that's something you can kind of set up, have people give you, ask for credit or gift cards for savings, ask for different things like that.
Well, we talked about Target.
Instead of presents or things like that, you can do something like that. That also works kind of maybe for like a gift registry for a honeymoon or a wedding. And then people can kind of pay for that instead of getting you a toaster for your wedding or your honeymoon.
Yeah. A lot of people do that, and they do ask for travel gift cards. Help us, you know, this is what we'd like to do on our cruise or wherever we're going, all-inclusive vacation. And donations toward this couple's massage that we think would be so romantic for us and a great way to start our marriage, blah, blah, blah. You know, all that corny stuff. So, but definitely consider, when it comes to the holidays, a lot of people pretty much have what they need in life.
We have two bread makers.
We have one bread maker.
I'm sure we've had two at some point in time, and we don't need to.
All right, I think this is a great time to break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at griswoldradio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
All right, Steve got a little out of hand in that last segment. Two bread makers, really?
Well, the idea, we're talking about ways to save for your vacation since 2018 is starting out. And, you know, sometimes we collect a lot of stuff and you realize I'd rather make memories and go on vacation than, and then you look and you're like, why do I have two Instapots and two bread makers and all these? And then they kind of end up in the basement or they end up wherever. So if you can purge and get rid of some of that stuff, I think we still have some stuff new in the box.
We do. We have a quesadilla maker that we've never used.
A quesadilla maker.
Yes.
I didn't even know there was a thing.
Oh, yes.
Don't you just fold over the
it's kind of like
tortilla
a panini
shell
thing.
And put it in a oven?
No.
that's why we need a quesadilla maker. Or you could take a trip over to Mexico and just get them fresh.
Yeah.
Instead of having the quesadilla maker that's in the basement somewhere.
All right. So some more tips that we've thought of, ways to save money, ways to just be more economical when it comes to travel. Because sometimes it's not about saving money, but it's the value for the money you spend. That's definitely a consideration because some things are worth it. You're going to pay no matter what. You know, there are some trips, some things that you do in life, there is no cheap way to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
so make the most of what you spend and get value for your dollar and look for those opportunities.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because sometimes you can find some of these teaser vacations online and then you kind of get roped in on the low price, but you're not really comparing apples to apples with, you know, one of these vacations that includes more, is a nicer resort.
Well, okay, so Steve, let me put it to you this way. So you're going to go to the Caribbean, and you're going to Jamaica, and you found this great deal where you can stay, and the room isn't the best, but you figure you're going to be out at the beach the whole time, and they include food and drink, but you've read some reviews that the drinks are watered down, or, you know, they're limited to generic brands, and the food doesn't get great reviews, but it's $2,000 for the two of us to go for a week. So you've got that opportunity. It'll be fine because the destination, you're going to make
yeah,
it work.
True.
But for $2,700, you can go to a place that has air conditioning, which some places don't in Jamaica. So you're going to get air conditioning. You're going to get many choices for food. You're going to have options. You're going to have top shelf alcohol that you can use. And it's $2,700. Which way? It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Some people are going to go with that $2,000 trip, and some are going to do the $2,700 trip. I'm making up numbers, so don't hold me to these. But it happens where a couple hundred dollars or $1,000, whatever it is, can make or break a trip. And if you go the cheap route, you could be kicking yourself for a long time because now you've just wasted $2,000.
Well, and some people, they want a cheap, quick, you know, getaway. Maybe it's
take a quick trip to the Bahamas or a quick cruise.
Some college friends that don't have a big budget that kind of want to go to Mexico, go to an all-inclusive. You know, they want to be able to eat and drink. You know, maybe the place only has a buffet and that's the only restaurant.
Just going to hang out at the pool.
Yeah, and they have some basic drinks. And not a lot, and the resort isn't, you know, the fanciest. So there's that option, but then there's also where you can do a luxury all-inclusive where you have, you know, steakhouses that you can eat at and sushi and Jamaican jerk chicken.
Instead of just questionable burgers.
Yeah, instead of a buffet style every day with a different theme. And they have the top shelf brands of alcohol, and they have butler service, and they have the...
Well, you're going to pay for that butler service.
Yeah, and they have rooms that, you know, you see in these Pinterest and Instagram accounts that are phenomenal. These are the things that come across your Facebook page, and you're like, where is that? So there's like different ways to do it, and depending on what kind of trip you want to do and who you're going with. So just plan that out and then figure that into the budget.
Well, I'm thinking about that too, planning. So some people vacation every year or a couple times a year. If you wanted to do something a little more extravagant, you wanted to do that Alaskan cruise and you wanted to do a land portion as well. It's going to be a big trip. It's going to be expensive. Skip a trip, skip a year. And now you've got a double budget that will accommodate that bigger bucket list trip and maybe have a bucket list trip that's every 5 years, and so you travel year 1, 2, and 3, skip 4, and then mega trip 5. So there are different ways you can play it and make it all work out in the end.
Yeah.
But those bucket trip lists or trips, those definitely need to be planned for, but they can happen, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and if you're already traveling there, I mean, you can do a quick 3-day vacation, but if you have to travel and do airfare and other things like that, especially if you're going to some distance, like to Europe or like you were saying, Alaska, you want it to get the most out of that. You know, you just flew yourself and probably your family over there. So you want to get the most out of that vacation.
Yeah, you do.
That you can and not do a quick trip on some of those.
Okay, so I have another idea, and it's one of those silly phrases that have come into our vocabulary, and a staycation. So if you're trying to save a little money, why not do a staycation? I know that for us, there's so much fun to be had locally, whether it's museums or roller skating or the movies, things that we just don't have time for.
Yeah. We went to a rodeo.
Yes, we did.
Have you ever been to a rodeo?
Yeah. Well, they can't answer you.
They put our, that one of the things was, hey kids, get in here and pull the flag off of the back of the cow.
The calf, yeah.
Yeah, and they had some calves with the red flags in the pen, and there all the kids were running around. I'm like, oh, please don't get your teeth knocked out.
Well, yeah, he's thinking about the teeth. I'm thinking about the poop.
Yeah.
But anyway, staycation. You know, if you've got a week off of school, a week off of work, and you're trying to save some money, if you budget fun activities for $50 a day, do one of those escape the rooms. That's going to be more like $30 a person, even with a Groupon, which we should talk about. But do a staycation because you're at home, you're eating, you're cooking in most cases, and you can save a lot of money but still have fun. You have to all vow that you will not work, you will not, you know, do this or that, maybe unplug officially for 5 or 10 days, 7 days, whatever your time allotment is. And I think a staycation is a great option.
Yeah, we've done some amazing things. If you just look locally, there's a lot of stuff that you don't even realize is in your own,
yeah, or like
your own backyard.
Like a Six Flags. That's still a fun outing, but you still don't have to pay for a hotel. Maybe eat breakfast before you go and come home before dinner or grab dinner on the way home. All right, so staycation, that's a great option. Thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. Biz Talk Radio.